The Marsha, in Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Lamed Chesed. This Gemara is also a Gemara in Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Lamed Chesed Aleph. And the Marsha over there asks a bumbakasha, a very obvious question. So the pasuk says, "Espin misbar yemecha amali." Chazal darshin, "V'lametcha shaKadosh Baruch Hu yoyshev u'memale shnoiseyem shal tzadikim miyoyim liyoyim mechoidesh lechoidesh." That a tzaddik lives a complete year, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar, and Moshe Rabbeinu's ptira was also on Zayin Adar. Right, the Marsha, the most obvious question that we never thought of, and that is, if the idea is Esbis Meyamecha Amale, that the tzaddik should live the full year, so when should Moshe Rabbeinu's patira have been? Not Zayin Adar, it should have been Vav Adar. If Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar, and now he's going to live the full year, so what should have been the last day of his life? It should have been Vav Adar. So Freit the Marsha, that he doesn't understand this Chazal. Everyone knows the Chazal. We've heard it since we're little children. Haman knew that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar. He didn't know that he was born on Zayin Adar, because there's this idea that a tzaddik is born and he dies on the same day. If you read the Chazal, the idea is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is memala d'shana. He completes the year. So if he completes the year, if the lady of Moshe was on Zayin Adar, then the ptira should have been Avav Adar. So the Chassam Sofer brings in a few places. In one place, it's in Chassam Sofer al Atayr and Parashas Maaseh. B'shem, his great Talmud, the Maram Ash, that the Maram Ash said a beautiful teretz. He said that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar, and Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Zayin Adar. So where was this Mispa Yamecha Amale? He said because Moshe Rabbeinu died the second before that he was born. And it was this Mispa Yamecha Amale, not just, oh, he was born on Zion, passed away on Vav. See, he completed the full cycle of the year in terms of days. It was this Mispa Yamecha Amale to the second. So that if Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zion Adar, the Ptira had to be on Zion Adar. So if the Leda was at 6 o'clock, the Ptira was at 5:59. So like this, it would be literally this Mispa Yamecha Amale, not only as far as the Yomim goes, but as far as the Shois go. And said the Ramash, that even though in halacha you don't find anywhere that when it comes to days and birthdays that we're mechashev with choice, but there's one place in Chazal where we are mechashev with choice, and that's in kachim. In kachim, when you deal with the life of an animal, as it's negeya, we just had it in yesterday's daf, is it 1 year old or 2 years old and 3 years old? So the halacha is bekachim mechashvin l'shoyz. We take choice into account as well. And the Ramash said that Moshe Rabbeinu was kodesh kadoshim, and as a result, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was mekayim esbis Yamecha Amale, and he was Mechashiv the Shois. And that's Pasha Pshat, he said, why the later Moshe Rabbeinu was Bezayin Adar, and why the Ptira was Bezayin Adar as well. I think the takeaway is probably Pashat. What does it mean that by a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechashiv the Shois? But Moshe Rabbeinu, every second was so Chashiv. By the tzaddikim, every single second is a second of Yofa Shah Achas Ba'olam Hazeh Mikol Anois Olam Haba, because of what the person's able to accomplish with a Shah Achas. When a person doesn't waste the Shah Achas, so that makes the Shah Achas Chashuv. It's so Chashuv that it goes into the Cheshbon of his Mispa Yamecha Amale. It's not just, oh, days, months, yeah, it was the same year. No, it's mamish to the second, because to the extent that second is so Chashuv, so it's not a Dover Katan, it's not bottled to the day. It's such a Dover Chashuv b'fnei atzmai. Kachin with Mechashvin L'shoi, said the Ramash, Moshe Rabbeinu's life, as Mispa Yamecha Amale, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechashiv L'shoi.